USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Even though the United States economy is in great shape, not all Americans are benefiting. That, according to Montana Governor and Democratic presidential candidate Steve Bullock on CNN's State of the Union.
44% of Americans don't have $400 in case an emergency happens. So the guy that cleans this very building paid more in taxes last year than Amazon did with $10 billion in profit. So, yeah, the economy's booming for a whole lot of folks, but for a whole lot of folks, they're not getting a lot better because of what the Trump tax cuts and what President Trump has done.
Saudi Arabia does not want war but will not hesitate to defend itself against Iran. That, according to a top Saudi diplomat today, after the kingdom's energy sector was targeted this past week amid heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf. A senior Iranian military commander was similarly quoted as saying his country is not looking for war. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney defends President Trump's China trade war tariffs today on CNN's State of the Union, saying it's a necessary sacrifice.
The cost of tariffs is borne by the American public. I mean, we're the ones that pay the tariffs. The Chinese don't write checks to the American Treasury. Instead, as we buy products, we're paying for the cost of the tariff. That's real. But it's a sacrifice, I think, which is essential to keep China from continuing to kill our jobs and kill our businesses and employ people.
The Trump administration has apparently backed off a plan to send illegal migrants in federal custody from El Paso to Broward and Palm Beach counties in Florida. Broward County Mayor Mark Bogan on CNN.
Without resources, you're asking that you're going to create a tent city. And that's when I made my off-the-cuff comment that if the administration wants to create a tent city, then let's get a bus and bring him over to his hotel. It was kind of an off-the-cuff comment. But, you know, let the president open up his heart and home, as well as he's asking us to open our heart and home.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Many in the crowded field of Democrats running for president were campaigning Saturday. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Bernie Sanders was in Augusta, Georgia, where he said of President Trump,
he thinks that if he can get one group to hate another group, he can't get reelected. Well, I got some bad news for Donald Trump. That ain't going to work in 2020.
And at a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, Pete Buttigieg said of constitutional reform,
I think we can look at constitutional reforms to do things like end Citizens United and take money out of politics.
And former VP Joe Biden told a rally in Philadelphia he's offering Americans what he calls a different path in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he won't comply with the House Ways and Means Committee subpoena for President Trump's tax returns. Democratic Virginia Congressman Don Beyer on CNN.
It's sad. It's frustrating. It clearly is part of this complete disregard of the rule of law. And it's too bad we have to go to court. And I just hope and pray that President Trump and his administration won't ignore court orders. Because that flagrant contempt for the rule of law, it was a very bad thing for our democracy.
Mnuchin said the committee's request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. Although War of Will won the 144th Preakness Stakes yesterday, it was Bodie Express who grabbed much of the attention, running nearly the entire race after bucking off the jockey when the doors opened. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.